31. Brashyati anusmritis chittam jnana damsaha smriti shaye tat rodam kavayaha prahur atmapanavam atmanaha Brashyati anusmriti chittam jnana bara smriti kshaye taro damam kavalaya prahu atma panavam atmanaha Brashyati anusmriti chittam jnana brahmasa smriti kshaye Karodam kavayo prahu Atma panavam atmana Brashyatyana smriti shittam Jnana brahmasa smriti kshaye Karodam kavayo prahu Atma panavam atmanaha Brashyati becomes destroyed. Anusmriti, constantly thinking. Chittam, consciousness. Jnana brahmasa, bereft of real knowledge. Smriti kshaye, by distraction of remembrance. Tarodam, choking that process. Kavayaha, great learned scholars. Prahu, have opened. Atma, of the soul. Apnanavam, distraction. Atmanaha, of the soul. When one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholars consider that the soul is lost. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, please repeat after me. When one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on a false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholar consider that the soul is lost. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The living entity or the soul is ever existing and eternal. It cannot be lost. But learned scholar says that it is lost when actual knowledge is not working. There is a difference between animal and human being. According to less intelligent philosopher, animal have no soul. But factually, animals have souls. Due to the animal's gross ignorance, however, it appears that they have lost their souls. Without the soul, a body cannot move. There is a difference between a living body and a dead body. When the soul is out of the body is called dead. The soul is said to be lost when there is no proper knowledge exhibited. Our original consciousness is Krishna consciousness, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. When this consciousness is misguided and one is put into material atmosphere which pollutes the original consciousness, one thing that is a product of material elements. Thus, one loses his real remembrance of his position as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as a man who sleeps forgets himself. In this way, when the activity of proper consciousness are checked, all the activity of the lost soul are performed on a false basis. At the present moment, human civilization is acting on a false platform of bodily identification. Therefore, it can be said that the people of the present age have lost their souls, and in this respect, they are not better than animals. Om Ajnana Dvinandasya Ginjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Yadam Nayatasma Shri Gurave Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shri Madhijayapada Kaswami Niti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shri Madhibhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vastattane Sattarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Shri Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Garbhya Shakta Sindhu Vyaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So before making an attempt on speaking on this wonderful verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, I feel myself very unqualified, and I seek the blessing of the assembled Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas so that I may speak some proper words appealing to your heart. Hare Krishna. So, the translation again, when one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholars consider that the soul is lost. So, in this material world, we can see so many people are actually lost. They're completely bewildered, thinking, working very hard to acquire some sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada explained in this purport and many other purport that this human form of life is meant for self-realization. Tapo dibhyam. This human form of life is meant for tapasya. What is tapasya? Tapasya means to perform austerity for seeking the truth. Atato brahma jigyasa. We must inquire about the truth. So there are two types of living entity. One living entity is looking away from Krishna, and one living entity is looking at Krishna. Krishna bhair mukhe. So as long as the living entity is looking into this fantastic, phantasmagorial world, then they are bewildered. Oh, so many nice things, so many wonderful things, so many things to enjoy, so many alluring things. But when he realizes, actually, after so many millions and millions of life, that what is this life all about? It's not about mobile phone, modern technology. So this life is about finding out the absolute truth. There are so many relative truths, but there is one absolute truth, and that is to find out. So when the living entity, after suffering from millions and trillions of life, 8,400,000 different species we went through, all of us, and finally we come to this human form of life. Manushya durlabham, this human form of life is very rare. And what is the difference between the human species and the animal species is that we can actually understand and inquire about the truth. If we take a buffalo, a chicken, or any animal, we start to teach them about Bhagavad Gita. My dear cow, my dear buffalo, sit down here. I will teach you Bhagavad Gita today. Will the buffalo understand? Maybe you'll get some benefit, yeah? Because Bhagavad Gita is so powerful. So even the cows and the animals will get some benefit. But still, it cannot reciprocate with us. It cannot say, yeah, very nice, tell me more. No. So only when the soul actually look at Krishna, he realizes suffering. I'm suffering in this material world. Why I'm becoming old? Why I'm going to die? Why so many diseases? This body is called the temple of the diseases. We attract diseases. Please, my dear disease, come and catch me. Here I am. Because this body is designed in such a way that we will suffer. Some enjoyment is there, some suffering is there. So, when the jiva, bewildered in this material world, come to the conclusion that why am I suffering so much? What's wrong? Is the fault of gods that want us to suffer? Who is in charge here? Who has put me in such a position? Then, at the moment, something changed. At the moment, something changed. And then at the moment, when you start to find out what's happening to me, why this is going on, there's something wrong here. This is not the spiritual world. I don't live eternally. I don't enjoy eternally. I'm becoming old, and people are going to die, and so much suffering is there. Yeah? At that moment, Krishna, from the heart, he makes the connection with the living entity. He makes sure that the person meets the devotees. And then when the jiva meets the devotees, and then everything changes in his life. Yeah? Sometimes you get some aprasadam from the devotee, sometimes some good instruction. So many ways, I'm sure that all of us, all of you, we have a story to write, how I become devotee. Yeah, some really far out stories. Some people was walking the road, somebody giving some aprasadam, and somebody found in a dustbin, in a garbage, a BTG or a book. You know, somebody invited him as a friend, come to the temple, and he went there. Somebody see Jagannath Rata Yatra and said, "Well, are these people? Why they're so happy? I want to be with them." Are they crazy? Or they're real? And so, you know, in so many ways, the Lord makes the connection. Okay, you want to know about me? Okay, right. Now you're matured. You're paka. Before you were kacha, you were green, you know. Let me enjoy a little more time. There's still so many nice things, you know. It's like sometimes we go to the mall or you go to the supermarket, you know, you have to buy something. And then before you go, you make a mental. I actually don't need all this stuff, you know. I just go and buy whatever is in my list for the temple, you know. But then you look at this, that, so many alluring things. Oh, the materialistic people, they are presenting so nicely. Wonderful pocket, nice publicity, beautiful girl smiling at you. I'm going to be happy if I buy this MP4, MP3, MP6, whatever it is. They're coming, no problem. And new technology is coming up, you know, always. They're always ahead of us, you know. New bewilderment, new motorbike. Hey, did you see the new Hayabusa, 1300cc, 260 speed? Wow. 196 horsepower. Wow. Why are you going to drive it? You're going to kill yourself. You're going to go, you're going to drive 50 kilometers speed, you know, the cow comes up, the dog, you know, goes on the wheel, you fly and scratch all your back, you know. So, you know, I mean, it looks nice. It looks beautiful. But you know, in reality, you know, you actually just end up in suffering. And then you curse yourself, why did I buy this motorbike, you know. And your mother tell you, I told you don't buy it. And your friends say, I told you it was dangerous. I should listen to these guys. So like that, whatever you try to enjoy, you know, this material world is so fascinating. But it's all miserable, actually, in one sense. But then in the other sense, the Acharya explain, actually, these miseries are good for us. Hey, why they're good? Because they awaken us. Just like when we put the hand on top of the fire, we have some sensation, we get burned. Wow, retrieve our hand. Well, it got burned. If we didn't feel the burning sensation, our hand would be burned. Then we can't use it anymore. But that sensation of burning, the pain, it saves our hands. So this pain sometimes comes, is good for us because the living entity realizes, well, what am I doing? You know, well, I thought it's full of enjoyment, everything, but it's not like that. So they start to, you know, thinking that, reconsidering, you know. And then as people become, you know, when you are young, you are 10 years, you think, wow, I want a bicycle, you know. Then you think, 14 years, when I will become 14 years, I can buy the motorbike. And then you say, when I'm 18 years, I can buy a car. And it goes on and on, buying this, buying that, and thinking. But then at one point you reach 40, and you think, I'm getting old, man. I start to feel pain in my back, you know. What's the problem here? Something not right. Yeah? So then, you know, this all material world, actually, it's meant for us to realize that this is not a place for enjoyment. We are in the wrong place. We can't enjoy in this material world. Dukkhalayam asaswatam. So even we try, we cannot, because it's temporary. So we actually, the devotees are very intelligent, because once we realize that, and we are come in contact with the devotee, we accept the spiritual master, we accept this process of sadhana bhakti, then we direct ourselves towards the lotus feet of the Lord, towards the spiritual world. So this is, you know, and then we go and walk on this path, back home, back to God. There are so many stages, you know, there are so, but likely we are always in association with the devotee who guide us. That's the power of the devotee, the sadhu sangha. You know, they're guiding us, they're telling us, okay, don't go this road, there is a hole. Don't go this road, there is no light. Don't go this road, there is a ditch. Don't go this other road, go this one. Okay, I'm going. So the devotee, they're always guiding us, they're helping us to advance in Krishna consciousness. And sometimes we're very stubborn, we think, no, I know better, I know better. Then we bang our wall on the wall. Oh my God, he was right. There was a big hole. So association is very, very important. So for us, the most powerful thing is remaining in association with the devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I'm not afraid of the forest fire. I'm not afraid of anything. I am only afraid to be without association of devotees. So we are in Mayapur here, we are very, very fortunate. Sometimes you live in some small temple, there's only four devotees, and you're all busy doing service, so you don't really get so much association. But here in Mayapur, we are so fortunate, we have thousands of devotees, wonderful kirtans, beautiful deities, nice prasadam, sometimes a little spicy, but it's okay. Yeah, today the khichdi was a little hot, yeah? But, okay, it's cold, so we can take it, we can digest it, no problem. So, but, you know, we are in such a position that we cannot make mistake unless we deliberately want to go away or want to distract ourselves or want to decide, because every time we have free will, Manu Maharaj yesterday was explaining, every moment, every time, we have a free will. We can choose to serve Krishna if we want, but we can choose also not to serve Krishna. That's our choice. And we can choose what service we want to do. We can choose to do nothing also. But actually, if we are intelligent, we think, okay, I'm chanting, this service is nice, I'm worshipping the deity, that's wonderful, I'm associating with the audience. But then what active service am I doing for pleasing Krishna? Huh? This is very important, because the connection between us and Krishna is the service. The mentality that we want to please Krishna, we want to please the Lord, that is what is actually attracting Krishna. And that is what is making us very dear to the Lord. The Lord is very dear to us. So we are not thinking, oh, I can enjoy myself, now I'm a devotee, you know, I can eat nice prasadam and I offer to the Lord, yeah, I enjoy, yeah, okay, it's fine, no problem. But then, what? How can I contribute to this movement of Srila Prabhupada? Because we are like Lord Chaitanya's army. We are there preaching Krishna consciousness to the whole world. And there are so many lost souls here in these verses that are lost. The people in the Kali Yuga, they're lost. Manda sumanda madhavya manda bhagya upadritaha. People that are always disturbed. They're very unfortunate, very unlucky. They forget everything. And they forget Krishna also. So we have to go there and remind people, my dear sir, we destroy in our mouth. We go and please accept this chanting of the holy name. Because this is the only things which is the ultimate truth, which will save you from all the suffering on this Kali Yuga. You please take this chanting in your heart, wherever you are. You don't have to be a sadhu, you don't have to shave your head, you don't have to have a cigarette, you don't have to do anything. Just take this chanting of the holy name with deep within your heart and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day sincerely in your house, in your work, whatever you do. But if you do chant, then you will be associated with Krishna. You will prepare yourself to go back home, back to Godhead. So association is very, very important. So we have to take advantage of this association. These Vaishnava, which are very, very dear to the Lord, they are here, surrounding us. And they are making devotional service available for us. You must have seen outside we have Garuda in front of Nishingadev. Garuda is in one position. It's like this. He's holding one pot in his hands. Do anybody knows what is inside that pot? Prasadam, you say? That's a good idea. Actually, he's holding nectar. Amritam. And what is that amritam? Devotional service. Nishingadev is looking. Where is that devotee? I can open this pot and give devotional service to him. Because devotional service makes us immortal. That's a reality. By performing devotional service to Krishna, we become immortal. So, is there, we can go every day and pray, please, open this pot, give me some drop. Don't keep it always like this. Don't give me a slap also, huh? Be careful. I'm your servant. So, the Garuda is very merciful. So, I was thinking to share with you a nice story about association. Association is very important. In South India, in Sri Rangam, there was a nice devotee, Brahmana, Vipranarayan. He was born of in a place in the Chola region near Mandangudi. And he was born in this month, December, January. And so he had a nice Brahmin father. And when he went and take darshan of the deity, he saw Ranganath Swami, he wanted to dedicate his life for the service of the Lord. So he found a small piece of land between the wall. How many of you have been in Sri Rangam? Okay. Those who have been there, you know there are so many concentric walls. So in the fourth wall he had a piece of land and he started to cultivate and grow flowers. And every day he used to make nice mala for the Lord. So every day he's making this flower garden, he's taking care of this garden, he has a small hut there. And his life is totally dedicated. to the service of the Lord, you know, and the pujari, they're very happy, they're giving prasadam to him. Simple. So he's totally meditating all the time, taking care of the plants, removing the weeds, putting water. So one day, there were two dancers of the Chola king. One of them was called Devadevi, and her sister, they are coming from a performance, and they're all very, very well dressed, and it was very hot, so they saw this beautiful garden. They said, wow, look at this, let's take rest here. So they went and took some nice rest under the shade of the tree. It's full of flowers, it's beautiful. And they have so many ornaments, you know, they're all decorated. And they saw this man, he's coming, you know, taking care of the plant. He's completely ignoring them, you know. Say, what, we are transparent or something? This guy doesn't see us, we are here. We are beautifully dressed. And you know, they're talking to each other. What do you think? I think the guy is crazy. He said, no, he's not crazy. He's not interested in this. And they're talking to each other. He said, why he's not interested? You know, and look how beautiful I am. Yeah, but you know, he's a devotee of the Lord. And then she challenged her sister, okay, I'll make sure that this man will become mine. Say, no, you won't be able to. No, I will be able to. Give me 6 months, I'll show you. So she removed all her ornament, her sister took away, she started to live there. And every day, this sadhu, this Vipranaraya see her, and she's wishing him, oh Prabhu, and he's ignoring her. Okay. First month, second month, third month, then she start to serve nicely him, cleaning the place where her heart is living, and bringing water and this and that, menial servant. And then he start to notice her, oh, who is this, you know, some demigoddess, who is she? And then, you know, 6 months go by, still nothing happened. But then one day there was heavy rain, the monsoon came. Even though this girl, she was under the thatched roof, small, hot, she got completely wet and drenched, you know. And then naturally the devotee feel compassionate, so Vipranarayan came out, he saw her, she's completely shivering, cold, and you know, she's all wet. So the devotee are very merciful, he takes the chadar, he puts it on her, and then, you know, he start to think, wow, she's so nice, she's such a nice devotee, you know. And then by that association he start to meditate, you know, wow, you know. Then what happened is that, you know, he becomes completely bewildered, you know, by this association. And he starts to think, you know, maybe I should get together with her, life will be different. You know, the girl noticed this, and she leaves. And this point is completely bewildered. You know, he said, what happened? You know, he doesn't make the mala anymore. He's not doing his service. He goes to her house, and her mother is there. He said, what you want? Oh, I want to see Devadevi. Oh, she's gone to see somebody. Why you want to see her? No, actually, I was thinking maybe I should marry her. She was there. Oh, wow. Well, if you want to marry her, you have to give dowry. You have to give gold, this, that, so many things, you know? It's not that. And he's completely thinking, oh, how can I marry her? I'm nothing, I'm just a gardener. I'm doing some flower garden. And he's completely bewildered. He goes and sits in the mandap. There is a 1,000-pillar mandap there. He sits there, dejected, thinking, oh, how can I do this, you know? He's feeling so bad. At the same time, you know, they are carrying the palanquin of Ranganatha and Lakshmi. And so Lakshmi Devi is standing to Ranganatha, you know, look at this, your servant. What are you doing? You're not doing anything for him? Look at him, he's suffering. You know, he has to do something. And the Lord smiled, he said, okay, I'll do something. You know, the wife always put pressure in the right place. They know how to motivate men. So then, you know, the Lord comes, you know, to Devadevi's house. What he does, he takes one gold pot from the temple. He comes to this, the house of Devadevi. And he's telling that, actually, I am a servant of this Prabhu, Vipranarayan. I have come And I bought this golden pot. You please make all the arrangement. Don't worry, he's rich. He has so much money and this and that. So she was very happy. Wow. And at the same time, the Lord goes and calls Vipranarayana. He says, wake up, come on. She's calling you, she's calling you. I said, what? Then he goes there and then she's very happy and this and that. What's going on, you know? He said, oh, one of your servants came. He said, servant? I don't know. Servant. And then, you know, what happened is that in Srirangam temple, the pujari found out one gold pot is missing. So, come on, you know, what's going on? They reported to the king. The Chola king is very strict. And the king is telling, okay, let's check all the pujari, all the servants, anybody who has access. We check all their house, everything, so the minister make arrangement. All investigation, the police, you know, they check up everybody's house, they cannot find the pot, anything. So then the king is calling, he said, call this Devadevi and this Vipranarayan, call them here. We'll interview them. And then they come there, say, who give you this pot? He said, actually one servant, he came, you know, and he give me this pot, he say, is his servant? I say, I don't have any servant. And, you know, the day that you discovered these things, I was not there, I was in a mandap. And then, what is this? You know, what's going on? So the king was really bewildered, you know. He went to sleep the night very disturbed, because usually he figure out who is the thief and punishes them. But this time, he couldn't figure out, you know, he couldn't understand. There's something strange here, you know. Because this guy doesn't have a servant. She said that somebody gave, but she's not a thief. So it was very bewildering. So then, in the night, the Lord comes in a dream of the Chola king and told him, actually, it's me. Mahavalant, it was, I appear as a servant and I did this. So don't punish them. They have not done anything wrong. I did this just to awaken my servant. So, Lakshmi say, why are you doing all this drama? He say, no problem, don't worry, you know. He will mend his way. He said, what do you mean? You know, the Lord speak and does in a mysterious way so many things. So then he releases them, and when he releases them, you know, this devotee starts to meditate and he says, how can this be, you know, that the Lord, he takes the form as my servant and he goes to this lady's house and steals his own golden pot for me. I'm such a stupid guy. Then he went back completely, you know, his mind is shattered down, completely cleared his mind. I must resume my service, my association is with the Lord. Forget about everything. He started again taking care of the garden. He started to make the mala again for the Lord. And he was very happy. Bravo! So this is association. Association. Of course, there are so many stories, you know. Chotari Das, there are so many stories in the Bhagavatam which warn us about proper association. So association is very, very important. We had to be careful to associate. And Srila Prabhupada said, when we go in, some devotees ask, okay, we go and preach every day. We also associate with people, with karmi. Do we become contaminated? They say, no. Association means what? You are sharing gifts, you're reopening your mind, you're revealing your mind. This is association. Just to meet people and preach, this is not association. Because we don't become intimate. We go, we preach, we give Prabhupada books. And what Prabhupada say? What is the use of your 3 minutes preaching? Just give my books. Because if somebody reads Prabhupada books, they become devotees. So that's very important. So preaching preaching is not contaminating. Although we are in the material world and we are contacting many people, but we are not sharing very intimate association with them. So we are protected by the Lord. And also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that we must preach Wherever we go, whoever we meet, we must tell about Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always protecting his devotees. He's always making sure the devotees are always protected. So the Lord has so much love for his devotee. He said, the devotees are in my heart, and I am in the heart of my devotees. So those devotees are very, very dear to me, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness. So once we become Krishna consciousness, we should be eager to give this wonderful gift, the supreme gift, to all other living entities who are actually sleeping in this material world. All the living entities are completely bewildered, they are in illusion, they are sleeping in the lap of Maya. But now they have opportunity, they have a human form of life. So we can talk to them, we can awaken them, we can bring them. Please, come to Mayapur. We go to Calcutta sometime and purchase things for Krishna, for the deity. And so many people are there. Oh, I want to come to Mayapur. But when the Lord will call me, hey, the Lord sent me today to call you. Why don't I come? What do you think? I'm in Mayapur. You should come. Oh, yes. Okay, I will come. Give me your telephone number. So some of them, they come. And everybody who comes in Mayapur, he should have such a wonderful experience that he will take back the Lord in his heart with him. And he will feel how nice these devotees are. Such a wonderful association they have. Such a loving reciprocation they have, that I would rather be with them than with my own family. They don't love me so much. They love me as long as I bring the check home. The moment, you know, I retire, maybe they don't like me anymore. So anyway, Mayapur is such a wonderful place. We have been given the blessing and the astonishing gift to be here in the center of the universe. It says that in Kali Yuga, all the other holy dhams will slowly sink and disappear. But Mayapur dham will rise and rise and rise. This Mayapur, the holy place, will become again the place of learning, as was 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here. This was a place of learning. So we have Mayapur Institute, Mayapur Higher Education, we have classes, we have programs, and everybody should be giving some of his time for preaching Krishna consciousness to the guests. Huh? Sometimes you can just go and hang out in the reception of the Gada building. Be a nice person, welcome the guest. Nobody has to tell you how to do it, you can do it yourself. You just say, Hare Krishna sir, how are you? How you like Mayapur? And people will be in bliss. Wow, who is this nice Mataji who's telling me this? Who is this nice Prabhuji who tell me, who welcome me? Simple. Huh? We don't need the big authority empowering us. We are empowered to welcome everybody to Mayapur. How you feel? How can I help you? Sometimes people, they get lost. Oh, where to go to Goshala every day? People get bewildered, you know. Where is this place has become so big. Where is the Goshala? Okay, this one, I'll take you. Yeah. Go this road straight. Then they go to Goshala, they see the beautiful cows, the medicine we are making. So Mayapur is like a big cake. You can eat from the top, from down, from the side, the cherry on top, the sugar inside, from wherever you want, you know, you can connect yourself. Sometimes you should take the tour on Mayapur, from looking from the other point of view. Sometimes I think we should take the tour just like a tourist. You happen to come in Mayapur, so what you notice? Because, you know, if you live in Mayapur for many years, after some time you don't notice anymore anything. Oh, yeah, this. But if you come with a different mind and say, okay, how can I improve Mayapur? Okay, why is this garbage here? Or why is this dirty paper? Or how can we help any possible way? If you come with some idea, that would be wonderful. You can write it them down and give to Mayapur Community Sevaks. We are a group of devotees who want to serve the Vaishnavas, serve the guests, make a wonderful experience here for everyone here who comes in Mayapur. And we're trying to facilitate all the devotees who are living in Mayapur to create a higher standards of life, because this is expected by us to live you know, a high, you know, consciousness. Krishna consciousness means intelligence, means we are working for pleasing Krishna. Of course, in between we have to take some prasadam, we have to take bath, we have to take cloth, all these things. But that's automatically done. And our main focus is how to please Krishna. And we can all do it. I'm sure we're all doing it already. But we can always improve a little more. Because this is called a movement. A movement means we are moving. Yeah? We're not sleeping in one place. We're not a lake. Lake, water lake means standing. Right? Movement means it's like the Ganges, it's flowing. So we are moving. And we are moving a different step, a different level, a different realization. But we're all moving. We are always working on ourselves. How can I improve myself? How can I make a little more advancement? Because that mentality will help us, you know, in our Krishna consciousness. It's not that, okay, now I made it, man. I remember all the slogans. I know how to put the tilak. I know how to chant my 16 round. I take prasadam. I do my service. That's it. No. How can, you know, Krishna is unlimited. He has unlimited consciousness, unlimited knowledge, unlimited love, which he wants to give to us. Are we ready to take it? Srila Prabhupada said we can take over the whole world in how many days? Who remember? 18 days. 18 days. We cannot take our own house. It took me a long time, almost 33 years, try to figure out how to chant Hare Krishna, you know? Now I can finish my run, man. My God. It took me a long time. So now that we are able to finish the round, then we start to work on the quality of our rounds. You know, am I chanting correctly without offenses? Am I pronouncing properly? Or am I spacing out and thinking of something else? So we can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And also after so many years, you know, Bhagavatamrita Prabhu tell me, we have to go back to the basics. We have to go back basics. We have to go to the basics. Basics or basics?
Basics.
Basics, yeah. So it's like, you know, sometimes business people, they grow so big, you know, they make so much money, they think they can conquer the world, they can do this and that. And they know they are a little bit on the ego trip. So they say, okay, let's go and fight with some boxer. And they get punched, you know, and they say, oh, actually I'm not so great. This guy punched me 3 times and finished, you know. So I don't think I'm so great. It's an exercise, of course, they do it. But I'm saying that you should get punched, and don't mistake me. We do have training, we have the Kshatriya spirit of some of the devotees, they're doing exercises. But, you know, the thing is that we are always thinking how to improve, how to please Krishna, how to remember Krishna all the time, because always remember Krishna, never forget him. That is the basic things. All the other rules are servant to this one. Am I correct, Sadhu Prabhu? So, how to remember Krishna all the time, how not to forget Krishna. So now we have all these gadgets, all these things, all these books. We have so many video, we have so many CD, music, so we can tune ourselves all the time to remember Krishna. Huh? And you should tell our friend, hey, if you see me sometime and forget Krishna, slap me on my head, man. Kick me so I can awaken and bring me back to Krishna consciousness. Because sometimes we forget, you know. Hey, what are you doing? This is not Krishna consciousness. Try to always be Krishna conscious. That's our goal of life. So by this process of Krishna consciousness, we become victorious. We become established in transcendence, and we can conquer death. It's no more scary to us. Every day we may pray, my Lord, I am ready. Anytime you want, you can take me. Otherwise, let me do service, whether I do service here or there, wherever you want. I want to serve you. I am your servant. So, that is not a threat anymore. And we know it's a passage. And we can be very happy in Krishna consciousness. So we can prepare ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. If you have any question, otherwise there are so many senior Vaishnava. Thank you. I don't deserve it. It's all your blessing. Any question? Any comment? Comment, come on. Kavi, please tell us. Where's the microphone? Microphone. Our poet, tell us. Give us the essence, or correct me. Tell me what did you say wrong this time.
Your theme of association is so important, but we tend to associate with people that reinforce our own desires, our own motives. Just unconsciously we do that. So how do we bust out of that cycle and go up?
Well, we should seek association with those who are more advanced. And to those who are equal to us, we become friends. And those who are a little below, we help them.
Thank you. What if we're uncomfortable with people who are more advanced?
Why should we feel uncomfortable? We go to them and we say, please, Prabhu, bless me. I'm such a frog, Can you see me? I'm struggling in the material world and struggling in the spiritual world. I need some blessing, so I need some your association. Teach me. How did you do it? How did you make it? How you become so advanced? I can see you're advanced. So, I see you there every day among life. I see you chanting. You're fixed. You're like, the pole star. So you're an inspiration for me. So how can I become like you? Because sometimes I tend to not to wake up. The alarm ring, good off. Let me take rest. I'm tired. My mind is telling, no, don't go. Yes, go. No, don't go. Yes, it's cold. Not it's cold. It's hot water there. No, hot water there. Okay, doesn't matter. Nobody see me. There is so many in the world anyway. Right? Yeah, if you live in a temple with five devotees, if you don't come to Mangalarti, they catch you, right? But in Mayapur there are, more than 2,000 devotees, so one less, one more. One seat. So we should not be afraid to approach the more advanced devotee. Actually, we should go and touch their feet and take the blessing from them. The problem is if we think we are the advanced devotee. I don't think anybody think like that. So, no problem. It's easy.
Thank you, Krishna.
Okay, there is a question here. Any other question? Please accept my humble obeisance. Could you tell me, please, how to remember Krishna 24 hours? How can we become very sincere? How to please Guru and Krishna? How to serve and how to attach to Jai Ranavada? Jai Radha Shama Sundaki Jai. Wow, that's a nice question. That's what I talk in I talk in this class about this. But, Sadhu Guru Shastra, so we take shelter of devotees. 24 hours, how can we remember Krishna 24 hours? Srila Prabhupada said that if we perform this service very nicely, it's all design program, it's like a sandwich, Prabhupada said. Morning Mangalarti, and then there is Bhagavatam class, then there is Prashan, then there is service. And then there is evening arti, tulsi arti, and arti, and again, and then by the time you're cooked, you go to sleep, right? And then when you sleep, that's considered service, because you did service all day. That 12 hours you did as a service, and the other hour you take rest, that's also considered service. So, how to be sincere means, hey, I want to serve Krishna. Give me anything to do. When I first came here, they told me you had to clean the toilet. I said, okay, I'm not a toilet cleaner. He said, no problem, you have to do it. I said, okay, I'll do it. It's like when you go to the army, everybody has to do the same thing. It doesn't matter you come from a very rich family or very poor background. Everybody wake up, everybody take shower, everybody clean the almirah, everybody fold the bed in a cubic. And those who have been in the army, everybody shine the shoes, everybody clean the comrade. And everybody's there, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, with a gun, ready to march, to do whatever it's supposed to do. That's, we want to, why we are here, we have to ask ourselves, why am I here? Because I want to go back home to Godhead, because I want to please Krishna. Because I understand the serious importance of Srila Prabhupada's mission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and we want to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna to retrieve all the conditioned soul so they can go back home to Godhead. And I think it's not difficult. If you follow his programs, it's sandwich. That's it. You like sandwich open or you like sandwich closed? It's up to you. Everybody has his own choice. What you like inside. You can put different things, you know. But if you take to this sadhana bhakti very sincerely, eventually we like to do it. In the beginning it's tough, it's difficult to struggle with our mind, with our senses, with our stupidity. But if we stick to it, and then, as says, in the beginning it's very difficult, then it becomes very sweet, more nectar. Material life, it tastes very sweet in the beginning, but in the end, you know, it tastes like poison. So, we have to be convinced ourselves. What am I doing? Why am I doing? What am I here for? Life is short. So, let me dedicate this life to the service of Krishna, so I can go back home, back to God. I think it's very simple. It's not complicated. I don't know who asked this question, but I hope this answers your question. Yes, Prabhuji. Microphone, Sadhu Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Ganga Prabhu. It was really enlivening talk. And,
I'm a frog.
Let me ask you, Prabhupada has given us such a, as you described, such a wonderful gift, not only us, but the whole world. And in one sense, it's our immediate reference. And sometimes it's very difficult even to understand or remember all the time Sri Krishna and his pastimes eventually. But it occurred to me that at those times where we don't have the immediate inspiration from our senior brothers or the devotees that inspire us, what a great thing will be to think what Prabhupada is doing at this period in the day, because he had performed this 24-hour service to Radha Shyamasundara in such a way that immediately we can become Prabhupada conscious and eventually Krishna conscious.
Yeah, I think also we are having no shortage of material. Personally, I listen every day to Srila Prabhupada lecture also. You know, I mean, we have a computer. I mean, you can listen nice music, you can listen to Prabhupada lecture. So I listen every day to Prabhupada lecture. That's association, right? Vanu and Vapi. So everybody, I think, they're establishing the position Srila Prabhupada as an acharya of this movement means we have to listen what he has to say, because then we can learn Krishna consciousness, you know. And of course, there are so many wonderful devotees, but Srila Prabhupada is our founder acharya. He has a special position. I think if you all listen to his lecture, then we can understand very, very clearly the process of Krishna consciousness. So his book, he said, I didn't write this book for you just to distribute to outside people. I distribute this book for you to read. You know, so much so that Prabhupada was reading his own book. And the devotee said, well, Prabhupada, what are you doing? You're reading your own book? He said, I didn't write this book. Krishna wrote this book. So I'm reading. I'm also enjoying. Prabhupada was so humble. You know, he was an instrument of Krishna to manifest his knowledge for all of us. So even though we may not have inspiration from Senior Vaishnava, nevertheless, you have Srila Prabhupada's books, which are there for all of us to take every day, read, or listen to the lecture and become enlightened. That's association with Srila Prabhupada. We can go on. We don't need anybody. We can go on a deserted island like Robinson Crusoe. Just bring a few books and you can be happy chanting Hare Krishna. I don't know. You see Lost, this guy with the airplane. They get lost in the jungle in the fight. It's all drama, you know, for like 72 hours. I don't know how many. Series 1, Series 2. Hey, why don't you just take a job and chant Hare Krishna, you know? They can be so happy, so fighting each other, you know, and all these crazy things, you know. Life is much simpler, you know, I mean. For us, the body, actually, you know, we come to the stage that we are happy. When I see your face smiling, you are happy. I can see you are happy. So how to give this happiness to other people? That's the goal of our life. So if every day you can take one person and give some of your Krishna conscious realization to that person, then, you know, we're successful. Preaching is the essence. We are alive. If we don't preach, then we become, you know, a little bit mental. So we should preach Krishna consciousness. That will keep us alive. I hope I can say something. correct me if I would say something wrong. Yes, Mataji. Preaching I do in my country. Well, I was born in Napoli, Italy, but I became devotee here in India. And this is my country now. For the last 33 years I've been here. So I'm preaching here, wherever I meet. We go to Calcutta, we always take some prashana with us, some books. And I was in Sankirtan for many years. I travel with my Guru Maharaj sometimes for many years. But, you know, we can all preach Krishna consciousness. We don't have to go anywhere. There are every day at least 5,000-10,000 people coming to Mayapur. So you can take choose a group, just welcome them, say, Hare Krishna, how are you? Are you happy? Where you come from? You just say that. And people, they are so blissful. They feel, wow, who is this foreign people talking to us? Maybe they don't understand even anything, you know, but they'll feel, wow. Because I can understand Bengali. They say, wow, you know, this guy, these people spoke to us. And the kids go and say, Mama, Mama, you know, this foreign people spoke to me, you know, they told me Hare Krishna, you know, and they feel so happy. Simple, you know. So sometimes we have to have the attention to see these people, their conditioned soul, wherever they come from, simple, you know, wherever they are from the city, you know. If we just welcome them and say, please, Hare Krishna, welcome to Mayapur, and then people will feel so happy. And then if they do speak English, and then you can sit with them, you know. That, of course, they're going to ask you, where you come from, what is your name. You know, when you first come to India, you know, everybody, where you come from, where you come from. Okay, always, what is your name? I always say the same thing, but, you know, okay. It's natural that people want to ask you this question, but then you can preach to them. You can tell also where you come from, what are you doing, you know. Why don't you take this chanting of Hare Krishna? Why don't you buy these books? It's very nice. Then if they take one book, you know, we are doing Prabhupada Marathon now, is, you know, if one person takes one book, then you're preaching successful. So I'm preaching in India, but sometimes I go to Italy, I spend some time with my family, and we organize programs there. My brother calls all big people, and we feed them prashana, we preach to them. And of course, they want to know how I end up in India. And many of them feel, oh, I did the right choice. You know, and but wherever we go, we can preach, so there is no limitation. Please try to inspire other people to be Krishna consciousness. That's our goal and our mission. Thank you. Yes, Prabhuji. You want to say something? No. Anybody else? It's 9 o'clock. We're ready for the next program. Prasadam. Jai. Shila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande.